So if you're anything like me, you might get into these modes where you feel like you need to change everything about your life. You need to move to a new city, get a new job, make new friends, find a partner, or else you're not progressing or moving forward in your life. Whew, that has been me for the past, honestly, like month, maybe even 2 months, where I've been hyperfixating on this idea for some reason, hyperfixing on this idea of like, if I move to New York City, all my problems are going to go away and I'm going to have a fresh start. And I have been reading this book called The Mountain Is You. Highly recommend. After I finish it, I'm going to do an episode where essentially I'm just going to read through everything that I highlighted and talk about it. But in The Mountain Is You, they talk about, it's all about self-sabotage. And one of the things that is a method of self-sabotaging is this idea of needing a fresh start all the time, that you need to move to a new city, you need to get a new job. And the reason they describe it as self-sabotage is because they say, instead of focusing on your actual problems in your life, instead you are constantly just worrying about trying to figure out life in a new city or in a new job. And I was like, wow, that is calling me out, because that is exactly why I wanted to hyperfixate on this idea of moving to New York City. Because I'd be new, I'd have to figure out my apartment, I'd have to figure out a new job, right? Instead of actually dealing with any issues that come up in my life, especially now that I'm settled into a city, settled into a routine, wanting to just move on to the next so I don't have to deal with the issues that I might be facing in Los Angeles or in my life right now. And over the past week, I've honestly had a mindset shift where I'm like, okay, everything is actually fine, and really just trying to ground myself in enjoying where I am right now, because nothing lasts forever anyway. So instead of trying to rush out of this next period or phase in your life, really enjoying where you are now, even with the trials and tribulations. Presentism is a really great way to achieve this. I like to go for walks in a park near my apartment every morning, and I find myself often on those walks overthinking, thinking about the future, thinking about what's next, thinking about how I'm going to change my life. But within this past week, I was just like, you know what? I am here right now, and it feels really good right now. And I just was, you know, doing like the method where it's like 10 things you can see, 10 things you can hear, 10 things you can smell, 10 things you can touch, maybe even like just like feeling the clothes on your skin, feeling the breeze on your face, seeing the trees, seeing the sunlight, seeing the sand, hearing people's footsteps, hearing children laughing, hearing people talking, hearing the cars on the street, really getting grounded in that moment and really just being happy and satisfied with where you are right now. Because the grass is not always greener. And if you are someone who finds yourself in these modes of just constantly wanting to see what's next, just slow down, take a beat for a second, you know, really spend time with the person that you are now. I have a friend who, you know, met her husband pretty, like, she moved to LA and then met her husband, who would become her husband within like a year, got married within like 2 years or so of meeting and dating him. And she was like, you know, she was having like a Galentine's with her girlfriend earlier this year. And they both, the last time they had done a Galentine's together was 4 years prior. So like 2020, right before the pandemic. And now it's 2024. And they did a Galentine's. And the last time they had done a Galentine's, they were both single, no kids in sight, no marriage in sight, living in a different city, had different jobs. And then just 4 years later, they were both married. Her friend had a baby already, new jobs, new city. And it's like life really does change that fast. And so she is always reminding us, like, life can change in an instant. Like, we're going to talk about positive things on this episode. But like, she's like, life can change in an instant where like you can meet the person, you can get that job, you can move to a new city. So it's like really just like, slow down and don't worry about trying to force these things to happen, because they're going to happen naturally on their own. And so I've had this mindset shift literally this week of, you know what, I'm going to stay in LA. I'm really going to work on making it work. And like my life in LA is not bad at all. And so there's two things I want to bring up, actually three things. The first one being, I had a conversation with a friend, with two friends on Monday earlier this week. And basically I was just like harping and harping about still feeling like I lack community in LA, still feeling like I don't have like the exact social life I want in LA. And then this Thursday, I ended up being able to get invited to a celebrity's house party for Halloween. And I'm like, I was sitting at that party and I was like, you know, had a few drinks and I was having a great time. I was talking to people. I was dancing, you know, it was such a vibe. And I was just sitting there and I was like, I can't believe I have ever complained about living in LA when I am here right now in this space. And so really, it goes back to that gratitude thing too, right? Like really appreciating where you are no matter what. Like even if it's like a high like that, or even if it's just like you have some peace and quiet on, maybe you're in on a Friday night, you have some peace and quiet on a Friday night and that space is your own. That's also something to be grateful for. And then the second thing I wanted to mention also, because I'm somebody who's definitely like, I love when the universe makes decisions for me. And so this is, the World Series just ended on the 30th of October. I know this episode's coming out, probably going to come out like mid-November or so. But the World Series had just ended and I told the universe, I was like, I told some friends and the universe, I was like, whoever wins the World Series, that is the city I'm going to live in. Dodgers won, and I was like, okay, I'm going to stay in LA. And they were up 3-0. Game four, Yankees did win, but they were up 3-0. And so game four, I was like, I thought they were going to take it all that night. And I was honestly like, I found myself like rooting for the Dodgers, where I was like, okay, I actually want to stay in LA. Like, I actually don't want to, like, if the Yankees won, like, I actually would have started to make the moves to really make New York happen. And I'm kind of glad that I don't have to do that. But really just slowing down and being happy with where you are and appreciating the city that you're in, the period of your life that you're in, because, you know, if you get married, if you meet that person, you could be with them. The goal is to be with them for the rest of your lives, right? And so being single for most people is probably one of the shortest periods of their entire life. And so really enjoying those moments being single, really enjoying, you know, everything about maybe a job that you don't love and maybe it's not the right fit for your career long term. But for now, maybe that role, you know, you're good in it. You have a job, right? The checks are still clearing. So it's like really just being appreciative for the moment and space that you're in and not always just trying to rush to the next chapter and really enjoying the chapter that you're sitting in. And I also think a big part of this mindset shift that has happened for me in this past week is I started working on a creative pursuit. I don't think I'm ready to talk about it yet because I am kind of one of those, like, I don't know, like, I don't think people will evil eye this, but like, I'm working on a creative pursuit and I have been finding so much joy in that. And I'm like, oh, like I was interviewing for some roles and I started taking on this creative project and now I'm like, actually, I don't want a new job right now because I'm so settled in my job where I know the ins and outs. I know how to manage my time. I know how to manage my workload. And so because I have such a good system going with my current role, I have the time and the freedom to work on this creative project. So I'm actually like, oh, I don't actually want a new job right now. Like I'm okay. Like I want to, you know, see this through. And because I know that who I am is, you know, bigger than like a classic corporate 9-to-5, or at least the kind of 9-to-5 work that I'm doing. And so it's like, if I have this creative thing that I am really passionate about, even this podcast is a creative pursuit, right? And my role allows me to have the freedom and time to be able to do this. If I was in a new role, I'd be, you know, I would be drowning in all these new ideas and concepts and not have the brain space to work on something like this podcast. And so that has really helped with this mindset shift of like, okay, things are good right now. I'm going to enjoy this space and this time while I can. And I'm utilizing my extra time and, you know, kind of like, I want to describe it as like the freedom and the extra time of already being settled in a routine, right? Like I'm not moving across the country. I'm not trying to find an apartment. I'm not trying to furnish a new apartment. I'm not trying to figure out a new role. I'm not trying to figure out a new relationship. Hello. I'm not trying to figure out new friendships for the most part right now, right? And so utilizing the freedom and the extra time I have in being settled in a routine to work on creative projects outside of, you know, the job that pays my bills. And I've been feeling a lot of gratitude this week that I do have something that I am passionate about and excited about. And that feels really, really good. I don't think I have much more to say on this topic, so this will be a little bit of a shorter episode today. But yeah, just really ground yourself in the moment and space in your life that you're in right now, this chapter that you're in, for the good and the bad, really just appreciating that it's not going to last forever. Whether it's good right now or whether it's bad right now, it is not going to last forever. And appreciating that on either side of the coin. If it's good right now, it's not going to last forever. So appreciate the good moments, appreciate everything that's happening for you. And if it's bad right now, appreciate the fact that it's not going to last forever, because you're going to make it through. The only way out is through. And I love that song. When you're going through hell, keep on going, for the devil even knows you're there. Yeah, it's a great song. And so really just appreciating wherever you are in your life, whether that's physically, you know, if you're at your parents' house, appreciating those moments. When I lived with my parents, I know I definitely was kind of ready to go. But now I look back very fondly of my time living with my parents as an adult. Whether it's a job that you don't love, but maybe there's some other aspect, like even if it's a job you don't love, but it allows you to work on creative projects or hobbies outside of work because you have a little bit more free time, that's gratitude, right? Like, that's something to be grateful for. Whether it's, you know, being single, you have the freedom and space and time to not have to worry about building the foundations of a relationship or navigating, you know, any issues that might happen within a relationship, or even just like, I don't want to say like spending time with them because that can also be a positive, but you have freedom and time right now as a single person. So use it to your advantage, even if it's just like reading a book, starting a new hobby, watching a TV, dang, even just watching a TV show you like, okay? You don't have to worry about what somebody else wants to watch on Netflix tonight. You can watch whatever you want on Netflix. So really finding all of the ways that whatever chapter that you're in, there's so many good things going on for you, and you don't need to rush to that next chapter. You do not need to rush to that next city. You don't need to rush into that next relationship. You don't need to rush into that new job. You don't need to rush into any new friendships. Take your time. Slow down. So before I sign off, I want to leave you with two pieces of media I think really are great around this topic. So first is a poem by Rupi Kaur called Always Evolving. I will never have this version of me again. Let me slow down and be with her. So simple, but so true. I love it. And then lastly, Vienna by Billy Joel. If you listen to Vienna by Billy Joel in the right moment in your life, you will sob. So that's it for me for this episode. Thank you so much, as always, for listening. Signing off, I'm Jessica Johnson. See you next time. In Jess We Trust.